Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter, yo.
What's up? Anyway, yo. What's up, kid? What
are we doing right now? 9:20. It's morning dump by the time.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump by the brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it.
Pump it up. Yeah.
Pump it. So let's talk about meetings, all right? A lot of people, not a fan of meetings, all right? 89% of workers in a new survey said they'd love to have just one day with no meetings or phone calls. Here's the crazy part about this, okay? Almost half said that they usually have at least one, two or three a day. 20% they have like five meetings a day. And they're complaining about getting there on time, meeting fatigue, poor planning by the person running them. Let's focus on the fact that there are people out there having five meetings a day.
Wow. So that's typically our meetings hour long.
Yeah.
Maybe these meetings aren't an hour long, but we'll say they are. 5 hours of meetings a day. Dude, damn.
Sitting there. Like, dude, we're not meant to do that as a society. Like, if I had to sit
Here's the question.
Through five meetings a day,
miserable. So now when you're at work, are you still at these meetings at work for 5 hours a day? Or is it we have to have five meetings because you're working from home and we have to have these meetings to get, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Is working from home creating more meetings?
I would think probably, but I wouldn't mind doing all meetings, though, through Zoom. And that's where we're at right now to keep everyone together because it works. Like, if I don't have to be just sitting in a conference room listening to someone drone on. And by the way, if my bosses are listening, I love everything you do. Your meetings are great.
Awesome.
I don't mean our meetings that we're having. I'm meetings in general, not ours, of course.
You're fired.
It's just gone. But, yeah, like, I don't think I've ever left a meeting and be like, That was a good use of time, everybody. Let's check. At least an hour-long one. I feel like at about half an hour, I'm capped out. Like, I've got everything I need to do. We're good.
So here's the real question. This is the bottom line.
Yeah.
Would you rather work from home, more meetings on Zoom, or go back to work, less meetings?
Work from home, more meetings on Zoom.
I think so, too.
Because here's the thing, is that if I'm working from home and I got that Zoom meeting going, you better believe my mic is muted and I'm watching like some reality TV on there instead. All right.
You're always looking off into the distance.
Playing Words with Friends on my phone and just every once in a while going, yeah. The key is, and we've talked about this on here, and this is take this little tip, all right, from the Plan B Morning Show. If you want to make it seem like you're paying attention to meeting, just once or twice, just pop it and go, oh, yeah, I agree with that last statement. You know, like, oh, that's good. Yeah. But you got to kind of do some passive active listening, okay? Because you don't want to hop in
exactly
after
or ask somebody to
stupid.
Repeat something.
Yes.
That's the better one because then you don't have to really know what was going on because you didn't know. You didn't hear. Hey, you skipped out a little bit.
Yeah, sorry. I think my internet cut out. Could you repeat that? Boom. That's all you got to do.
This guy's listening.
Then go back to your Candy Crush or your TV or whatever you're doing, all right? Meetings. Dude, five meetings a day.
You always had that president pose. You're always looking off. I know what you're doing.
Dude, I'm doing that. I did a crossword puzzle. I finished like two crossword puzzles the last time we did it. So long story short, meetings suck and we don't want to do them. Lastly, the president has signed an executive order that says half of all new cars sold by the end of the decade must be electric or hybrid. All right. The White House is pushing for a new infrastructure deal that includes plans to build a network of charging stations across the country. Hunter, where are you at with electric / hybrid cars?
Here's the thing, because I love both. You know, I love both.
Yeah.
Grew up with motors. I love electric, dude. Electric's wild. There's so much you can do with it. There's so many great things about it. And the battery is getting there. The battery's there, actually. I'm sorry. The battery's there, guys. I mean, now's the time. So, of a guy who likes both, yes, there's nothing. You can't replace the combustion engine. There's something about it. It's awesome.
Like, could you imagine going to a racetrack and it's all electric cars? Like, it's just not the same. You know what I mean?
It really
it's
is not the same. Same. It sucks is they're electric's faster, dude.
But,
electric's faster, I'm telling you. But I'm telling you, I think once you get into an electric vehicle, you're going to be like, oh, okay. It's two different things. It really is two different things. Not in the same category. Because I've heard electric cars blow your mind. Once you get in one and you get out, you're like,
dude,
okay.
They're like spaceships nowadays.
It's a spaceship,
most of them,
dude.
Most of them can drive themselves. See, I'm all for it.
They can take you to your destination.
Yeah, I'm all for it because here's the thing is that, one, we're killing the planet, and anything we can do to help out is good at this point.
Yeah.
Two, it's not like I'm racing around in a blown-out Hemi, race car. You know, it's if I'm just going point A to point B, why not just have something that is whisper quiet and has all the bells and whistles and can drive itself and you plug it in? I'm all for it, man.
Yeah. If it's affordable, just drive your electric car to the store and once in a while bust out that muscle car. Yeah. It's going to make that muscle car even better.
Exactly. Gas is going to be cheaper too, folks, if we're not all burning through it, for God's sakes. Anyway, pretty soon I'll be able to have my electric car and then sit in the back of my electric car while it's driving me to my destination with
my sex robot.
My sex robot. You knew where I was going.
I know
go
exactly
with that.
Where you're
which is
say.
Also getting charged by the electric car. Yes. Yes. All right. You knew I'd bring it back there eventually. All right. All right. Do a little
circle. There you go.
A little whoopee in the backseat with my sex robot in my electric car.
Made it weird.
That is your morning dump. We'll be back.